forward to death now. And of course, then you're 20, you think that. And so you
the
never.
More episodes, the 60s young. Oh my God, 60s young.
Of course, yeah. But you, so, you know, I don't think that. I don't think a second life gives a meaning to the first. One, I don't think it's true. Two, I don't think why it solves anything. So I think what people what come down to is there's no reason we're here. We just are. We're just.
That's not good enough, is it?
What do you mean?
What do you mean we just are?
Well, there's not. It's.
There must be something going on.
Okay. Let's go back to the beginning.
I sort of might believe in ghosts as well. I'll just throw that in now.
Ghosts?
Yeah.
So, again, so that's your spirit lives on, is it? Walking around old houses and seeing loved ones. Why do you think... Now, do you think you believe in ghosts because there's evidence for some, or it's hope that you might... There might be
a
spirit world?
It's a little
world?
Bit of both. I find it comforting, and I've had some weird stuff happen.
I don't know where to go with it. I think we've got a strike when the iron's hot here. Tell me some of the weird things that's happened.
Right, the first weirdest thing that happened was when I was like, I must have been about 11 years old.
So already a great witness.
Go yeah. On. Well, come on. That's not tiny, is it?
No.
You know, I'm conscious.
Yeah.
I was in Wales in my grandmother's house. Mm. My granddad had died a few weeks before.
Right.
I was upstairs in the bedroom.
So you're already emotional and probably not very rational.
No, I was fine.
Oh, okay.
I was brushing my hair in the mirror.
I didn't like him. I didn't care for him.
I was like, no, I really liked him, but I don't know, when you're younger, you sort of come to terms with things.
Yeah, you just accept him, yeah.
There was always people dying when I was a kid.
Yeah, of course.
There's always, yeah. Yeah. But then I was always pressing buttons.
But then again, I thought of them as... I always thought that, yeah, the people dying were so... They were so old. I thought that was just the scheme of things.
Yeah, know? in my head, as a child, and still a little bit to this day, once you turn 65, it was like, well, they're going to die any day. Any day.
Yeah.
Like, that's how my parents seem to view it, because also my family were very old. There was like elderly Catholic sisters, and they're always falling down.
Well,
always...
I didn't know... Well, I only knew one grandparent, and she was already old.
Yeah.
So I didn't have that connect that some people have with their grandparents. So, I mean, I got it. I knew why my mum was crying, because she'd lost her mum. I got it, but it was empathy more than understand. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you don't really understand, do you?
No. No, but that is the scheme of things, isn't it? That's what gets you that's what gets you understanding. You know, I think it is good for people to know it's finite. Coming back to, okay, go on. So what do you see in the?
So I'm brushing my hair in the mirror.
Yeah.
I was in the bedroom. There's no one else in there brushing my hair. And all of a sudden it felt like someone was staring at the side of my head from like an inch away, like that.
Right. Yeah.
It was so strong a feeling that I sort of had to look round.
Yeah.
And on the wall there was a sort of weird black shadow.
Right.
And I sort of moved to check that it wasn't my shadow.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Right.
And then it started to move. And it stopped and then it moved back. Right. It sort of looked like it was sort of moving towards me.
Was there a car going past?
No, there was. It wasn't a car.
Right.
There was net. It was summer. There was nets up in the window.
Right.
So it was... Was it
a paedophile?
Anyway...
Moving towards and then away from you.
I ran downstairs, nearly broke my legs. I was so scared.
Right.
And ran into the living room. And obviously, my granddad died a few weeks before. I couldn't say, I think I've seen something.
Right? Why? Because it would upset
you
now?
Because, yeah, because it would upset everyone and they'd think I was a lunatic.
And what did you say?
So I waited until we'd gone home, back to England. No. I said to her, you know, when we were in Wales, I had this feeling, I saw this thing. She said, oh, my God. She said, your grandmother told me exactly the same thing.
Whoa.
What's funny about that?
That's pretty spooky,
that's
though.
That's weird, isn't it?
It's spooky.
But more than the weird shadow,
the
feeling that I've never had that ever before or since, they're so strong that someone's looking at me.
Right.
What's that?
Well, how do I know? I'd say... There's no way I can even analyse that, can I?
Then
go on.
A few